I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Our next guest, as we get ready to talk a little bit of Florida State football, as always, Chris Knee, Knowles247, brings it strong, and he had an opportunity to watch the spring. And had some pretty good reaction. A lot of the people that I talked to, that FSU looked a whole lot more organized than they did at this time last year, but that's to be expected. And we welcome Chris Knee in. Chris, thanks so much for taking the time. Obviously, you see it different and you see it better than anybody. Did you see a little bit more enthusiasm and promise from this spring, not just the game, but just during spring?
Yeah, I think that's a fair way of putting it. They certainly look like a more organized group. On defense, it's clear they know what they're trying to accomplish, which is something they definitely had some issues with last year. Spacing was better. Tackling was better. Pre-snap stuff on both sides of the ball was a lot better. So there was a lot of that you could clearly see that they were deficient of last season, with a lack of preparation because of how last year played out, with it being year one for new coaching staff.
I know you weren't one of them, because last year when we talked, you had that wait and see type attitude because of the fact that Coach Norvell and his staff really weren't getting the fair shake. I mean, you're right in the middle of the pandemic. Your hands are tied recruiting wise. There's limited things you could do. But I think now, especially during the spring, where he's getting the recruiting trail at least going a lot better than it was happening last year. A lot of improvement on the football field. He's got a coaching staff that he likes and he trusts. You got to be excited if you're a Florida State fan, knowing if this pattern continues over the next couple of years, you guys could be FSU could be right back in that mix to, be a bowl team, get those 9-10 wins, and make that push towards being an elite team again.
Yeah, FSU is in the process of a rebuild, if we're being honest about it. And they have been since the moment they decided to fire Willie Taggart 18 months into him working here. They were already in the process of a rebuild before that. But I think when you do that, when you have two coaching changes and essentially a two-year period with your early signing period now in effect, that you're accepting that you're going to kind of annihilate your own roster and start over and make a charge. Mike Norvell obviously dealt with a pandemic, as did everybody else, but for a first-year coach, that puts you at a disadvantage that you're already at because you're building new relationships and such. But we're seeing some growth. 2022 class sits at number 15 right now. It took a little bit of a hit with Nigel at Kelly backing off last night from down your way. That dropped them from about 10 to 15. But they have a lot better relationships with the 22 class compared to 21. In 21, they were always playing catch-up. In 22, it feels like they've positioned themselves well, and when things open up on June 1st, they're ready to hit the ground running. And I think they can have some success with that. As far as the season, I think it's more about weathering the storm during the season, showing progress, showing competency. They're going to lose games. They're not as talented as probably at least five teams that they face, just clear cut on paper. They're not as good as five of those teams. So 7-5, 6-6, that's probably the ballpark they're going to hang out in. But I think it's about showing that you're an improving program more so than immediate results.
Yeah, you know what? I agree with you because, especially when you're in that type of atmosphere where you're almost a 500 team, you got to concentrate on building on that 500 team and just climbing that ladder to where it's automatic, where you're winning 8, 9, 10 games a year, no problem. Yeah, I agree with you. And that's the one thing, but fans will be fans, Chris, and you can't tell anybody how to react or act, and it happens everywhere when you get a coach in and he may not do well with guys that he has no clue how they got to that school. They're not his players, or for the most part. I had a feeling, and I've watched him in the past, I just too organized of a person, too knowledgeable of a person to just let this thing get away.
Yeah, and in the idea of a rebuild, I think they've stabilized themselves going into this year with the addition of transfers. That was the best process they could go about doing with adding new talent last year. But this team still needs more Jimmy and Joes. But I think coaching staff wholeheartedly knows that. And you look and they get a guy like Travis Hunter, a guy like Sam McCall, quarterback like Nico Markiel. Those are the top three commitments they currently have. Competing for guys like Julian Armella, Marvin Jones, those are difference makers. It takes two really good classes to establish yourself as a high-end team, and you need those classes to pan out. And I think this year is class number one for them, and next year will be class two. But in the process of building, you've got to show some progress and make sure those classes stay together. And I think Mike Norvell and his staff fully understand that. I think Mike Norvell is organized enough, and also I think he's a good enough coach to steal a victory here or there where he probably shouldn't win a game. An opponent that certainly Vegas will think is better than FSU, I think he has the opportunity to steal that, as he did last year with North Carolina. If he's able to do that this year and they win the games that on paper they should win, I think that's enough progress to keep this thing rolling and build some momentum for the future.
Yeah, no doubt. Chris, you just brought up an interesting point with Armella and obviously Jones, two legacies. So, you know, the footwork is not going to be as tough because I would think that they're both pretty strong leans. I'm just saying, you know,
I was going to say, I think Jones is more so than Julian is. Marvin Jones Jr., I think, is more of a lean, or at least a guy that likes FSU a great deal more so than Julian Armella. I think there's a lot of work to be done with Julian Armella, despite the fact that his father, Enzo, played at FSU.
Sure, sure. And his dad bleeds that colors all the time. Yeah. So, you know, that's why I say it wouldn't be the first time it's happened anywhere. I mean, you remember Maurice Crumbs, who played at Miami. His kid went to Notre Dame. And, you know, you look at, you know, others that, you know, didn't follow dad. I mean, it's not always that, you know, maybe FSU isn't the same type of school that when Marvin Jones went there or when Julian Armella went there. I mean, it certainly is when Lamont Green, because, you know, I mean, his kid committed there and he's still two classes away. I just think that you always have, when you have legacies, Chris, I just think that, you know, the work, it'll all play out, because I don't think you have to do anything either way, because they know what FSU is. They've hung around it. They know. So, you know, it's just a matter of, does somebody have something better at that time? To me, you know as well as I do right now, the hot card in the state is Florida. They've worked their way towards it. They're stacked with talent. They're deep at a lot of positions, and then they fully expected to be in the mix this year. So, but we know it's cyclical, and Florida State and Miami are not far behind. They'll both be in that realm over the next 2-3 years because they have people in place that can recruit, and they play a challenging schedule. I mean, the ACC's no joke anymore. I mean, it's not just Clemson. I mean, you got programs like North Carolina and emerging NC States and schools like that, and even Boston College is always going to be loaded with talent. So there's no gimmies anymore, and I'm sure these guys know it. So it's going to be competitive every game. Like I say, you know, Miami's got no breathers. I don't care who it is. They got no breathers in the ACC. Either does FSU. So, you know, it used to be that you could walk into Wake Forest and come away with a win. It's not like that anymore.
Yeah, no, there's not nights off. And I think competitive balance of college football as a whole has evened up outside of that premier elite select schools like Alabama, Georgia, Ohio State, you know, those types. I think everybody can really play with anybody any given Saturday.
Yeah, no, I agree. A lot of people down here want to follow you all the time. They do anyway, but let everybody know how they can hang out with you and see all the latest.
You can find all of our stuff on the website, Knowles247.com, and you can find us on Twitter at Knowles247 and me at CNEE247.
Good stuff. Chris, as always, man, thanks so much for spending some time with us. We'll talk to you real soon.
Take it easy, Blue.
Good stuff. Chris Knee, Knowles247, gets it done. You know what?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.